From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama defends Turkey's defense of its airspace. After speaking with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President Obama counseled a de-escalation of tensions after Turkey downed a Russian jet fighter it says violated its airspace. Mr. Obama was asked about the incident during a joint news conference at the White House with French President François Hollande.
I do think that this points to a ongoing problem with the Russian operations, in the sense that they are operating very close to a Turkish border, and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey, but a wide range of countries. If Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
And he said it shows a need to move quickly toward a diplomatic resolution of the Syrian conflict. In Jordan Tuesday, Russia's President Putin said his government is analyzing what happened and said the incident will have significant consequences on relations with Turkey. Tunisia has declared a 30-day state of emergency following the killing of at least 12 members of the presidential guard on a bus in the capital, Tunis. President Beji Caid Essebsi, speaking on national television, also imposed an overnight curfew on the Tunis region and will convene an emergency meeting of a Security Council for Wednesday. The North African country has been hit hard by extremist attacks, including the shootings at a luxury beach hotel in Sousse last June that killed 38, mostly tourists, and in March, an attack at Tunisia's famed Bardo Museum that killed 22. This is VOA News.